Monday to Friday, KGO Joint, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Pam Coulter. Americans may have less reason to fear opening their credit card bills every month thanks to a bill President Obama has just signed in a Rose Garden ceremony. ABC's Ann Compton joins us live from the White House.
Well, most Americans carry credit cards, Pam, and President Obama says most of them know how painful it is to fall behind.
Credit card debt is all too easily a one-way street. It's easy to get in, but almost impossible to get out.
He signed the Consumer Protection Bill, which forbids surprise interest rate hikes and requires that fine print to be rewritten in clear language. Pam?
ABC's Ann Compton. The law is expected to dent the profits of credit card companies like Citigroup, JP Morgan Chase, and Capital One. Free from an 8-year prison sentence in Iran, journalist Roxana Saberi returned to the U.S. this afternoon. ABC's Stephen Portnoy is live from Dulles Airport. Stephen?
Pam, Saberi's flight from Vienna landed about 45 minutes ago. We're still waiting for her to make her first appearance after she clears customs. For 4 months, the freelance reporter for this network and several other news organizations was held in an Iranian prison. Originally picked up for buying wine, she was convicted of being an American spy. Here in Washington, it's expected she'll meet with senior U.S. officials, some of whom pressed the Iranian government to release her earlier this month. Pam?
Stephen Portnoy, live at Dulles. A strong earthquake caused some moving and shaking in Mexico City. ABC's Jose Cohen is there.
At first, I didn't feel it very strong, and it became stronger. I stayed very near a window to have a way to jump out of the building. But thank God nothing happened. There was no damage on this building.
Illinois prosecutors say former police sergeant Drew Peterson tried to hire a hitman to kill his third wife, Kathleen Savio. The allegation came in a hearing this afternoon on a request to reduce Peterson's $20 million bail. A judge rejected it. Near the close on Wall Street, the Dow down 14 points, NASDAQ off one. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey, over here.
What?
Yeah, it's me. The printed internet directions you crumpled up and left in the back seat. What's with the cold shoulder lately?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I got a TomTom GPS.
What?
Yeah, I kind of got tired of risking my life trying to read you while driving, so now I just plug in an address and TomTom gets me there much faster with clear spoken directions.
Well, that's dumb.
No, what's dumb is the 18 steps you give me just to get out of the driveway.
I was just being thorough.
Say goodbye to printed internet directions. Say hello to TomTom.
This weekend, Ace is a place to save with over $140 in rebate, like buying Ace Royal Paint, starting at $21.99 a gallon and getting a $5 rebate, limit 10. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer for $9.99 can save you an extra 45% after a $4 rebate, limit 2. Or get a great deal on an Adirondack chair for $29.99. Sale ends Monday at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating stores while supplies last. All rebates by mail. See store for details.
Summer unofficially begins this weekend, but will the recession put a crimp in vacation plans? ABC's Jim Hickey.
What are your plans for the holiday weekend?
We're planning a huge cookout.
Or head to the beach or visit relatives. Or
the way the economy is going right now, I'm probably going to chill out and do nothing.
The AAA predicts 32 million of us will hit the highways this weekend. Gas prices are not all that horrible. But many travel agents say staycations are the thing this summer. We're doing homebound things.
My children are learning to ride bikes again.
The economy is just too precarious.
Since you don't know what's happening tomorrow, you're a whole lot more careful today.
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The U.S. and China are engaged in some high-stakes negotiations, not over trade or Taiwan, but over the future of the pandas at Washington's National Zoo. ABC's Yunji Denise has more.
The Chinese government loaned the cuddly creatures for 10 years for $10 million, and the lease is running out. Zoo officials are trying to negotiate an extension, leaving many to wonder about the fate of the pandas. But the zoo vows one way or another there will be pandas in Washington.
A Florida teen got into trouble with the law when she was allegedly texting while driving. That's because Caitlin Blaylock hit the law. The Tampa High School student had skipped school with friends, and she didn't notice a red light and hit a police car. She was cited for careless driving. All three teens were taken back to school. This is ABC News.
Now's the time to keep ants out of your house. And each ding you hear is Amdro Ant Block doing just that, killing another ant before it ever gets inside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home and it kills ants outside so they can't come in. Ant after ant, house after house. Ant Block is a bait ants think is food, so they eat it and die, including the queen. Amdro Ant Block, the most effective home perimeter ant bait, even works on carpenter ants. Find out why Ant Block is better at betasbetter.com.
Pam Coulter, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A 75-year-old San Carlos man with Alzheimer's disease who has been missing since Monday has been found at an Oakland hospital today. Former Olympic gold medalist Robert Jean Girard was last seen when he left his San Carlos home to go for a walk earlier this week. He was admitted to Summit Hospital in Oakland on Wednesday without a name. The hospital was able to identify him today. A federal judge in San Francisco is threatening to severely sanction the Obama administration for withholding a top-secret document he'd ordered turned over to lawyers who are suing the government over its warrantless wiretapping program. And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
There is an accident in Oakland, westbound 580 at Harrison Street. Spin out left lane. You're backed up beyond Lakeshore Avenue. More slowing through the maze on East 80. Vine Street, the numbers use Sacrete 5000 Plus concrete mix for the strongest concrete slabs, driveways, or footings. Sacrete 5000 Plus can also be used to create designer concrete countertops and is available at Home Depot. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Sunshine with highs in the 60s in San Francisco. In the inland areas, expect highs into the 80s, and that's the trend for the next couple of days with fog and low clouds in the morning. It's 63 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. Whew. Are you like me? Are you worn out by all this stuff? I just, continue to see the parallels between all the nonsense you hear, these crude catechism of catchwords coming from both sides of the political spectrum that are untruths, oversimplifications that we seem to buy into, and I only liken it, to health. I only liken it to the ads that you see and that you fall for, and I worry. I begin that with, I am not condemning anybody from this. This is one of the little email things. I thought I'd start with a light note because I'm going to get serious on you quickly. And I cannot verify these that are true. You've probably heard some of them before. This one I never thought about. When you go to the airport and you check in, what do they say? Has anyone put anything in your baggage without your knowledge? Well, if it was out your knowledge, how would you know? And the airport guy says, that's why we ask. That's a real one. But here you go. This one from Kingman, Kansas. I live in a semi-rural area. We recently had a new neighbor call the local township to request removal of a deer crossing sign. The reason, quote, too many deer are being hit by cars out here, and I don't think this is a good place for them to be crossing anymore. How about this one? My daughter went to a local, this is also from, this is from Kansas City. My daughter went to a local Taco Bell, ordered a taco. She asked the person behind the counter for a minimal lettuce. Said, I'm sorry, the only thing we have here is iceberg. I work with an individual. This is from Dallas County Sheriff's Office. I work with an individual who plugged her power strip back into itself. And for the sake of her life, couldn't understand why the system wouldn't turn on. You know, kind of thing, almost I do here. Let me find one more for you here. How about the garage door repairman who said that one of the problems was the motor wasn't large enough and said he said, listen, I have the largest motor that I won't mention the manufacturer makes. It's a half horsepower motor. He shakes his head and said, lady, you need a quarter horsepower. I said, well, a half isn't larger than a four. He says, lady, four is much larger than two. With that said, let me move right through this one quickly. Here's something under the heading of could never happen in the United States. I have no idea how widely spread this is. Heather sent this to me, and it's got pictures. This is a hockey match in Sweden. Evidently, one of the players, this is at the professional level, there was a scandal. He used his mobile phone to record he and his girlfriend. He shouldn't have done that. It's all over the internet in Sweden. And as he comes on the ice for this hockey game, the ice was inundated by a hailstorm of dildos and a giant inflatable penis in the crowd. The best part of it is it didn't rattle the player at all. He played a very great game. They have a picture here of the fellow with the ice scraper, cleaning up a sea of dildos from the ice. All right, we got to get serious. This is something I have felt. I've never expressed it. I have in other ways from a scientific perspective. This may annoy you. It may tick you off. You may agree. I don't know. Recently, on a trip in Europe, I came across a place where there were, you know, these beautiful bronze statues, as you know, all strewn throughout Europe. And the statues were painted pink. And the water in the fountain was pink, and there were pink ribbons festooning everywhere to raise breast cancer awareness. Here's a piece by Brian Alexander. You can see this. I'm picking it up from MSNBC. I don't know where else it is. And the issue is, are we going overboard? He says as the economy implodes during October, of course, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there are ribbons everywhere. I you know, from foot callus scrapers to yogurt containers, teddy bears, cruise ships, cosmetics, and he talks about behind the pink, the politics. And some advocates worry that breast cancer is hogging the spotlight and the money at the expense of other worthy causes. And they accuse some, the advocacy organizations, of pink washing and using the veneer of altruism to cover up practices that some critics find objectionable. Now, this is going to push you. We're talking about a lot of money here. The top four breast cancer charities take in a combined annual revenue of, say, $260 million. Susan G. Komen for The Cure, total revenue, $161 million. National Cancer Institute devotes $500 million to breast cancer. So you can see the numbers. By way of comparison, they spent $200 million studying lung cancer, leading killer, cancer killer in the United States. $70 million studying pancreas cancer. Now, this I did not know. This is what kind of shocked me and made me say, I'm doing this on the air. NCI spent $70 million on pancreas cancer, which kills as many patients as breast cancer, and usually within a year. Cardiovascular disease, a number one killer of both men and women, $380 million. You getting the point here? $750,000 Komen spends on lobbying. Quote, disease advocacy has become a well-recognized component of the funding landscape. According to someone I respect, he's a bioethicist, Art Kaplan at U of P. We've talked about him before. And breast cancer is a modern marvel everyone wants to emulate. Breast cancer receives nine times the funding per death as the next biggest, as lung cancer. You know, influenza, lung cancer, and diarrhea are not as sexy. They don't get the funding. You're not going to see a 10K run for urinary incontinence. 90% of women with breast cancer survive the disease, and they become very powerful advocates. On the other hand, pancreas cancer patients are dead. It's a terrible cancer. Let's see what else here. Here's Barbara Ehrenreich. You know her, the writer, columnist, has called the movement an outbreak of mass delusion and a cult. The products, teddy bears, pink ribbon brooches, and so forth, serve as amulets and talismans. Such faith is not the best way to allocate research dollars. Here's a professor at Dartmouth. She's a breast cancer survivor herself. It is certainly not rational by any means. She believes breast cancer is worthy of generous funding, of course, but I don't think we should be doing it in this micromanaged way. Where diseases, in terms of diseases, we're supposed to study. Funding that's driven by public demand comes with big risks. Because the campaign is successful doesn't mean science is at the point where it can do anything with the money that could fruitfully go someplace else. Right? No amount of funding is going to be enough until we cure the disease, says the other side, the Komen folks. Making a correlation between the amount of money spent and medical advances made is impossible, especially for cancer. Many activists want more attention paid to breast cancer prevention. And what I have said over the years, which is in lockstep with this, and I tell you this from my heart and as a, you know, semi-scientist, it ain't the money, friends. It's how you spend the money. And I've said many times before, you may spend money on prostate cancer research, and through that, you will find a cure for breast cancer. Because the two cancers are hormonally dependent. Yes, one's in a man, one's in a woman, but they have so many things in common. If you look back in the history of medicine and science, you don't see people going out to find a cure for a disease. You see people doing research because they're curious, and then they find something that indeed has an application. So I'm saying it is naive to simply throw a lot of money at a particular cancer and expect a cure. It's carefully selecting which researchers who are on the cutting edge, who are doing creative and new things. That's how you get to a cure. Or fund researchers who are doing basic cell biology research, who are doing basic research on the biology of cancer. That's how you find a cure. And this funding by public acclamation, and once again, I hate to sound misanthropic, or misogynist, hopefully you won't accuse me of that, I think is a waste of valuable money. I do. And it's a horrible disease. Did I say that? I do need to say that. My gosh, I've lost relatives, friends, loved ones. It's a horrible disease, but it's become so disproportionate because the organizations are so well organized. I've seen breast cancer organizations raise money and squander it doing silly research. You know, looking for correlations and causations that just ain't there. Wasted money. Okay, got it off my chest. I'd love to know how you feel about it. If I've offended you, say so. I'm willing to listen. But I can promise you, it's not totally about the money. And you watch someone die of, I mean, I was amazed that more people die of pancreas cancer. It's not as common a cancer, but the death rate is just so large. Where nowadays, you know, most women with breast cancer survive. That pancreas cancer, you know, listen, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in humans, I think, other than lung cancer. And, you know, when a man gets old enough, every one of us will have it. Okay. Here's more on correlation causation. People, and you learned this, I hope, by listening to this program, so you're not fooled. People with severe sleep apnea do eat a less healthy diet. So when you blame, and I've always been skeptical of blaming snoring for, you know, increases in heart disease and stroke, et cetera, et cetera. And listen, the same as cigarettes. Cigarette smokers have crummy diets. The spouses of cigarette smokers have crummy diets and poor health habits. Therefore, to always blame secondhand smoke for the uptick in diseases in people who live and who are around secondhand smoke is not scientifically accurate. So once again, when two things happen at the same time, it doesn't mean one has caused the other. So sleep apnea people, usually they weigh more too, have less healthy diets. Maybe that accounts for some of the statistics. People who eat quickly until they're full are three times more likely to be overweight. Now, I do both. I eat till I'm full. I've learned to not do that. And I eat quickly. My wife always says it's because I'm a boarding school kid. In boarding school, it was survival of the fittest. They put a big old pot of slop on the table. And if you didn't get there first, eat quickly in case there happened to be anything left over for seconds. That's it. You went away hungry. Maybe that's where I learned it. But eating quickly and eating till you're full is a bad idea. Here in Japan, where, of course, they don't have the obesity rates that we do, they indeed found that those who ate until full and ate quickly were three times as likely to be fat. Here's a little case of doublethink, resveratrol and alcoholic liver disease. Resveratrol is found in wine. We think it may be one of the things that makes red wine so healthy. So they isolate it. It's also found in dark chocolate. It's found in peanuts, as I said, in the grape skins. But they so, you know, here you got, you're dying of alcoholic liver disease, and we're going to give you wine. Now, we're not saying that exactly, but resveratrol reduces the amount of fat produced in the liver. And indeed, fat in the liver is one of the things that causes the scarring that we know as cirrhosis. Two things here. They go together beautifully. A weak bladder keeps a lot of people from taking part in recreational sports in women. And you know what urinary stress incontinence is. They found that 1 in 7 were bothered by urinary stress incontinence. And on average, those women suffered for 6 years. 1 in 10 said it led them to give up their favorite sport. 1 in 5 women said they limited the way they engaged in their sports in a bid to reduce leakage episodes. Now, that's how it came from the British Journal of Sports Medicine press release. The American press, of course, women put off cycling because of it's another one. Helmet hair, right? 58% of women interviewed said they would not want to arrive at work sweaty. 27% were concerned about helmets ruining their hairdo. And of course, if we're trying to get people to, hey, listen, some cities, it's conducive to this. Heather's a big bicycle rider, and but she's not going anywhere. But home to screen this show and we can't see her. But one in five women said they could not risk colleagues catching them without their makeup on, and they're concerned about that. And if you're going to have women, maybe the world needs a helmet design that accommodates these issues. And of course, the sweatiness, well, that's another deal, isn't it? You don't want to arrive, and most workplaces don't have showers or accommodate workers who want to work out, and that can be changed. Oh, I want to get this in real quickly because we've talked about it many times before. Used or unused medical equipment. We've had a few calls from people. They had a loved one die and had a lot of medical equipment left over. Here's where you can go. You can recycle medical supplies. MedShare International. It's a nonprofit recently expanded to all over the place, including San Francisco. And here's your website, www.medshare.org. That's medshare.org if you want to recycle medical supplies. All right, we come back. All right, you're gonna have to be honest with me. Where is the most unusual, should we put the word, strangest place that you have texted from? I want you to fess up, and I'm going to tell you how you compare to other people. People, turns out, they text from some unusual situations and from some unusual places. I know you've done it, too, because I've got the data here. We're going to compare you to other folks. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. We're going to be right back.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Every month, we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like GEICO's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. GEICO.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon, and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite, "Easy Squeezy Lemon Peasy."
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I was getting up to go to the bathroom every night. The frequency and urgency was really disturbing my sleep and my poor wife. This was no way to live. That's when I heard about the free Super Prostate Health Kit from Physician's Choice. The Super Prostate formula has the science and research that really helped change my life.
The free Super Prostate Health Kit comes with a 1-month starter supply of Super Prostate formula. Help say goodbye to frequent trips to the bathroom and enjoy restful sleep. You'll also receive a free ebook that includes a prostate health guide and a free e-newsletter. For a limited time, get your Super Prostate Health Kit free. Just pay shipping and processing. We're so sure you'll love our program that if you can find a better natural prostate health system anywhere, we'll pay for it.
Call now for details of this amazing free trial. Call 800-475-5392. That's 800-475-5392. Call 800-475-5392. That's 800-475-5392.
Hey, Northern California, get in on the big savings during the huge Memorial Day weekend sale going on right now at Western Appliance. This is Jeff Moyer for Western Appliance. Big showrooms, a big in-stock selection, a smart, friendly, experienced sales staff, lots of big rebates, plus guaranteed low prices. Don't wait. Save money, save time, energy, and water with the big buys at Western Appliance. Dishwashers at $199 after instant energy rebate. Super capacity washers just $299. A 25 cubic foot Energy Star ice and water side-by-side refrigerator just $699. Whirlpool's Energy Star water saving front load washer just $499 after all rebates. Frost-free refrigerators at $349. Gas or electric range is $289. Now is the time. Don't wait. Save money, save time, energy, and water during the huge Memorial Day weekend sale. Now through Monday at 6 at Western Appliance. Convenient locations throughout the Bay Area, famous for low prices since 1873. You can't beat a Western deal.
Western Appliance, making life much easier for you.
5. Offers valid in U.S. only.
Dr. Dina Dell, his intelligence will make you dizzy.
So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. Woohoo!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinardell here. Welcome back to the program. Apologies. I mean, I got to tell you the truth. Doing a talk show, it's just like sitting there talking to you. I mean, I don't, you know, I got to be very, very careful. I relax so much, and I may have used an inappropriate word. And I guess what happened in this hockey game was the ice was just flooded with sex toys instead of the word I used. And one other thing I wanted to say, oh, yeah, I want to talk to Heather because I know you're an avid bike rider. Heather. When you ride your bike, would you, if you were coming to the workplace, would you wear a helmet? Would that thwart you? Would that upset you? I'm not quite sure. Does that have to do with your hairdo? What do you do?
I never wear a helmet. I don't know why going to work would change that.
Uh-oh. Heather?
Oh, no. Oh.
I can't believe you just admitted that in front of millions of people. We need you here, Heather. Bicycles are dangerous. Dangerous, dangerous. Now, do you not wear a helmet because it's uncomfortable? You just want to let that mane of yours just flow in the wind because you want to look gorgeous? You got to answer that question directly.
I don't know. I've never tried. I've been thinking about trying, but I also think that I would really hate it, and I love the freedom of being on a bicycle, and sometimes I go no-handed, too. I'm
yeah, you'd love the freedom of a. You love the freedom of a cast is what you love. Wow,
freedom is a wheelchair, right?
Yeah. I didn't know I'd go bingo with that one. I just took a random shot in the dark and I scored. Heather, you got to wear a helmet. Everybody who calls Heather today, remind her, please. Oh my gosh, if you had a kid, Heather, you'd tell the kid to wear a helmet. Isn't there a law where you live in San Francisco?
No, not yet.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we'll call some legislators that we know. All right, we're going to move on here. Let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim? Welcome to the program.
Hi. I thought adults should be able to make their own decisions, but I hope I hope Heather wears a helmet. I want her around.
There you go. Well, we need organ donors. I mean, that's a justification for it. We need organ donors, so Heather, keep it up. All right, Jim, touche.
Yesterday, you mentioned a relationship between intelligence and likelihood of a drinking problem. Are there mitigating factors there? And how strong is the relationship if it exists?
Good question. The relationship, it was a 10 or 15% up bump. Going from the highest intelligence people, and they had no idea. I suspect, and you know that you know this as well as I do, that if they looked into it, they're going to find something else. It might have to do with income, being able to afford the booze, although you can buy cheap booze. It might be like the wine effect initially, you know, how we found wine drinkers to be way healthier. It had less to do with the wine. It does have to do with wine, but the initial reports showed it to be incredible. It had more to do with the fact that wine drinkers simply make more money and have better health care and take better care of themselves. So in a study like this, which finds an increase, you know, let me go back for a second. When they go to colleges and they've done surveys of marijuana use, they find the same things. They've stopped doing those studies because they found that marijuana using kids got better grades. And it wound up being explained by the fact that young kids who are just curious, that intellectual curiosity, which is going to lead some kids to experiment with drugs, was the same thing that was correlated with better grades at the college level. I think that if they could control for everything else, that marijuana would negatively influence your performance in certain courses, maybe most, I don't know. But listen, marijuana, just like alcohol, doesn't help you. But then again, here we go. There's been studies to find that if you are creative to begin with, that alcohol decreases your creativity, because you know there have been a lot of great alcoholic writers. If you are a less creative person, that alcohol actually helps your creativity. So you see, your question is an intelligent one. I don't have the answer. I don't have the answer. I don't think the study was done carefully enough to come up with all that. But it's fascinating to me. And it just is another lesson in how, you know, the Latin phrase we all learned in medical school, post hoc ergo propter hoc. After this, therefore, because of it. See, it's not true. Because it follows this, after this, therefore, because of it. Doesn't mean that the thing caused it. So, good question. Good question, Jim. All right. Let's take a quick break, as we usually do at this particular time. When we come back, you're going to have to fess up. fess up where the more unusual places are that you have texted from. And if you're like me, you're going to be astounded by where many Americans do their texting, all right? And you compare yourself to those folks, see what you think. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. As expected, President Barack Obama signed a bill today creating new rules for the credit card industry. Those rules designed to protect consumers from surprise charges. We'll learn next week whether the voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage in California will stand. State Supreme Court due to rule on Tuesday. Melissa Huckabee, the woman charged with kidnapping and raping and murdering 8-year-old Sandra Cantu, is due in court in Stockton at this hour. She's facing additional charges of poisoning a 7-year-old girl and a male acquaintance. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day down 14 points at 8277. NASDAQ down 3 points at 1692. And the S&P 500 ending just over a point down for the day at 887. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting mostly sunny this afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Times aren't over. There's a sense that good things are on the way, and Fremont Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. If you're looking to save on your monthly mortgage payment, we're offering a rate as low as 4.625% APR on our fixed-rate mortgage with no closing cost or points. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our experienced loan officers. They'll process the necessary information to get you started right over the phone. A Fremont Bank mortgage may be your first start in transforming your new outlook. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with a rate as low as 4.625% APR, call 866-341-REFI. Good things are on their way. Be sure to call today.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 4309, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This summer is an excellent time to enhance your child's attention, focus, reading, and study skills. So don't let another summer go to waste. If your child is struggling with being able to focus, is unable to pay attention, or having learning issues, we can help. At the Attention and Achievement Center, our experts, including neurologists and psychologists, have years of experience diagnosing and successfully working with kids who have ADD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and learning issues, and all without drugs. Our drug-free solutions are proven and guaranteed to bring measurable results without negative side effects. Use this summer to defeat your child's problems. The Attention and Achievement Center has 4 locations: Fremont, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 866-881-8820. That's 866-881-8820. Online at drugfreeadd.com. Again, that's 866-881-8820 or drugfreeadd.com.
When my computer crashed, I didn't want to believe it. I mean, my entire life was on that computer. Everything. I almost panicked, but I remembered hearing an ad for Geeks On Site. Some guy who'd had the same problem as me was on the radio telling me Geeks On Site were the go-to guys for computer problems you can't fix. Well, this was definitely a computer problem I couldn't fix. So I called Geeks On Site. Finding an affordable U.S.-based computer whiz is like finding gold. Geeks On Site are the go-to guys for computer problems. They're smart and fast. They figured out what was wrong with my computer in just minutes. Got it back up and running. If you've got computer problems, do what I did and call Geeks On Site. If you call right now, they'll give you their premium protection suite absolutely free just for signing up, a $125 value. Best of all, Geeks On Site has a no-risk money-back guarantee. Call Geeks On Site at 800-619-8811, 800-619-8811. Toll free, that's 1-800-619-8811.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works. Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Udell here. Welcome back to the program. No one has told Heather to wear a helmet, so now she's going, everybody hates me. All right, let's talk to Barbara. How you doing, Barbara? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to very loudly applaud you for your comments about the imbalance of breast cancer funding compared to that of other forms of cancer and other diseases. 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer, stage 4 uterine cancer, which had metastasized to my lymph nodes. I went through surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. And in all of my research with the American Cancer Society, National, I can't think of the title anymore, but anyway, every source that I went to, one of the first things they would mention is it breast cancer? You know, and I found out that all of the support references, financial, I mean, any kind of support for breast cancer is much stronger than that of other forms of cancer. And the imbalance does seem to me to be very great.
I so appreciate your comments because I just was worried about going out on a limb and not explaining myself more clearly. The one thing I can tell you definitively about that imbalance, and it's really, really important, and that, once again, is that you may find a cure for breast cancer with some research you're working on something else, and it's just naive to think of it that way. The other thing is, well, I listened to your story, and I once again, you're a living example. As far as I know, uterine cancer and how common it is and the difficulties we have with it, because, you know, one of the things, you know, about some cancers is that we just do so poorly with them. We do so poorly, and the funding part even trickles down to researchers. Now, I'm never going to name names, and I'll never admit to you know, who these people are, but I have talked to researchers who have tweaked the research that they're doing to make it seem like they're researching breast cancer to get funding. And actually, they're doing research on a separate line of cells and looking at other kinds of cell biology problems, but if you just relate it in your proposal to breast cancer, you're more likely to get funding because there's so much money. And it does tell you that we can make a difference if we get organized and, you know, go after the dollars appropriately. And I gave you the reasons why breast cancer is so, oh, dare I use the word, overfunded. I mean, all cancer can be tragic. And I just, it's, as I said, it's a tricky deal how we allocate funds. And listen, at the national level, they do this. They have to do it. But there's a lot of politics, a lot of politics. And you can imagine this is how, you know, this is where the money flows, right? You go knock on congressmen's doors and get them to vote for appropriations. And unfortunately, that money goes based on what a congressman thinks and senators think and not what is best for science. And I can tell you that if a scientist sat down to allocate funds to solve various problems that we in the world face, you would find those funds allocated differently than politicians would allocate those funds in terms of getting where you want to go. And I just would ask anybody who's ever studied a little bit of science to look back historically where the great discoveries have come from. They've not come from looking for the cost. We worry about that a lot, and especially in times when money dries up. You know, like pharmaceutical companies used to be better at it. They want to find a treatment for XYZ disease as opposed to just funding studies of pharmacotherapy in general, hoping you'll stumble across something. Okay, let's talk to Connie. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program, Connie. I'm sorry, who? Oh, the study. Right. I'm so sorry. I was talking when my earphones were talking. All right, got to do this texting deal. I know how. But I live in an area, thankfully, where there's no cell phones. We don't get any reception where I live. So, and I can do it. It takes me a lot more time than any 12-year-old. But they're saying here, you know, with the with the increasing proportions of the corporate workforce using mobile phones is going to grow. And with the economic crisis, a lot of workers are going to feel squeezed and under pressure. And this is only going to get bigger and bigger. Are you ready now? Here's where people text from and use their mobile devices. 80% of you said you've used one in the bathroom. 11% of you say they have used such a device. I'll be clean. During a romantic moment. I don't know how you do that. 18% have used one during a wedding. I can just see the texting. Heather made up one. And how you would text during the wedding. 16% during a funeral. 37% during graduation. That's not surprising to me. And this is all coming from the American College of Emergency Medicine warning you, you do not text while you're walking. You know about driving, but people walk across the street and they get knocked over, skating, riding a bicycle. Heather, you wouldn't do that, at least. You don't have to wear a helmet, but texting while driving or riding a bicycle. And there has been an increase in rise in deaths and injury for people sending text messages at inappropriate times. So 11% are most curious if you've ever done it during a romantic moment, and 80% ever used in a bathroom. You're sitting down, you got nothing to do. Well, standing up, although that would be hard to see because men stand up. Can you text with one hand? So I don't get any of this. What can I tell you? All right, now Connie, how you doing? Dr. Dina Dell here. Oh no, want to take a break? Is that what you're saying? Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear and talk at the same time. Let's talk to Jason. How you doing, Jason? Welcome to the program.
Good. How you doing, Dr. Dell?
Fine, sir.
So, question for you on heart rate and blood pressure. What's the relationship between exercising and raising your heart rate and your blood pressure, and then the effect that has on lowering your blood pressure in a resting mode?
Yeah, so what you're saying is, hey, listen, when I exercise, and certain kinds of exercise, raise my blood pressure, so how come they tell you to do exercise to lower your blood pressure, heart rate, etc.? Well, let's talk about blood pressure. The flexibility of your arteries is one of the most important aspects of blood pressure. And for those of you who are mechanically minded, just think of a pump, a piston pump, pumping into a flexible rubber hose versus pumping into a solid hose. With the rubber has a give to it. So with each pulse of the pump, the rubber gives and absorbs the pressure. If it's a rigid pipe, it's going to transmit the pressure of the piston or the pump all the way on through it. So as arteries harden, they don't dilate as easily. And we have found with exercise, even though your pressure can go up during certain kinds of exercise, simply because your pump, your heart, is putting out more blood, that it helps with the flexibility, because it's kind of maybe, I don't know, this is maybe made way too simplistic an answer, for my simple brain anyway, is that the flexibility of your arteries increases as you exercise. Your arteries get used to stretching and relaxing and stretching and relaxing because there's tension in them, not just from hardening of the arteries. I didn't mean to imply that's the only cause, but there's a tension in the arteries that we think as it squeezes, it keeps the pressure high. When your arteries relax in any pressure system, you expand the volume and the pressure goes down. So when you're exercising, you're helping your arteries and arterioles stay flexible, and that seems to lower your blood pressure. And with a heart rate, well, your heart gets more efficient. And when you exercise, your heart muscles just get more efficient. And therefore, they has to beat fewer beats a minute to maintain the same blood flow. All right, now we're going to take a quickie. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
It's the next on KGO, Back Talk with St. Francis Hospital's Spine Care Institute of San Francisco. Sciatica. What is it and how can you help prevent it? KGO's Brett Burkhardt spoke with the Spine Care Institute's Dr. Noel Goldthwait.
Sitting puts stress on your discs, and if you're not moving around, the stress is always in the same direction. The discs tend to break down, then they bulge and they rub on the nerves that go down your legs and produce sciatica. It can take the form of numbness and tingling or even weakness. Starts in the buttock, goes to the back of the thigh, and it can get to the toes. It's important to get up and move around frequently, every hour for a few minutes. That keeps the ligaments supple, keeps the forces moving around, not always in the same direction, so that your body doesn't wear out in one direction and cause a part to give way, like a disc, and cause pain in the leg.
To hear Brett's entire interview, visit kgoradio.com/spine and learn more about back pain treatment options at a free seminar at the Spine Care Institute.
Institute of San Francisco, located at St. Francis Hospital. Visit KGORadio.com/spine for more details.
What if you could have a beautiful year-round lawn and never have to water or mow it again? Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of outdoor living systems.
You know us for our beautiful interlocking pavers, but now we're the leading experts in an eco-friendly synthetic product called SP Turf. This lush green surface has the look and feel of traditional grass with years of low-maintenance enjoyment for your family and pets. Think of all the money you'll save, never having to water your lawn again. No puddling, mud, or drainage issues. SP Turf comes in several different shades and colors and three different pile heights, including putting greens. Just ask one of our 30,000 satisfied customers about System Pavers' beautiful outdoor living systems.
Visit SystemPavers.com or call for a free home consultation at 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-728-3002. Ask about our low monthly payments on approved credit. Call 888-728-3002.
Are you a homeowner, real estate investor, or small business owner feeling overwhelmed by an underwater mortgage, business lease, or other bills you can't pay? Tax problems or other legal issues and not sure what you should do? This is Eric Nixdorf with Intelligent Legal Solutions, and I want to help. Intelligent Legal Solutions is my local boutique law firm and federal debt relief agency that specializes in tax, real estate, and bankruptcy law, conveniently located in San Ramon, right off 680. Our services include representing clients before the IRS, real estate disputes, loan modifications, and as a last resort, helping clients file for bankruptcy. I am both an attorney and licensed real estate broker, have trained at Harvard Business School, and previously managed a prominent Bay Area law firm, as well as a successful real estate investment company. I'll personally meet with you and give you a confidential, detailed analysis of the options available and what I think you should do and why. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit IntelligentLegalSolutions.com. That's IntelligentLegalSolutions.com.
Thanks.
Two things happening while we're all listening to the commercials here. A woman calls. She's got a son who's lost two cell phones in a row because he insists on texting in the shower. Oh, my gosh. Someone's going to make a waterproof. I mean, that's it, isn't it? Someone's going to make a waterproof or in-the-shower cell phone, you know, mobile device that'll text. Also, we've had some callers give Heather a piece of their mind about the helmet issue. And, you know, in general, I'll tell you something, because I have friends who do risky things, and they say, listen, if I die, at least I'm doing what I love. And I understand that, taking a knowing risk. I think there's a little disconnect between people who eat healthy and take care of themselves, and Heather certainly takes care of themselves, and then they, you know, ignore one big area like that and figure they're playing the odds. But you figure, people figure they're going to die. I'm sorry, but the most likely thing is a terrible, terrible injury. And I say to people, listen, just imagine. And I don't, you know, I don't say this condemning anybody, but those of you who are in this situation, I hope you'll agree with me. But imagine, you know, being paralyzed from the neck down and spending your life that way and thinking back over that moment you didn't put a helmet on. And that's what happens. You're dead, you're dead. You don't know nothing, right? And I guess I can understand that. But unfortunately, you know, the nature of it, it's cruel. It's cruel. It don't always just, quote, die. All right, enough said. Let's talk to Paula. How you doing, Paula? Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Vidal.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about vitamins for eyes. I went to my ophthalmologist, as I frequent, well, I do regularly because I have glaucoma, and I mentioned that my eyesight seems to be not so good as it used to be. I'm 78, so I figured, well, that's probably somewhat natural. However, she said, oh, I should take these vitamin pills. Well, there's an awful lot of vitamins in these pills, and I really question whether I should be taking over 1,000% of the daily vitamin requirement of vitamin E, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And it has vitamin A. It has one pill has 286%, and I'm supposed to take two.
Okay, let's talk. Let's talk about this. Did she give them to you or sell them to you, or where'd you get the vitamins?
She suggested them gave me the name.
Okay.
And I went out and bought them, and when I got them and looked at them, I thought, right. Boy, I don't know. And I'm not.
Well, all this is based, this whole business with vitamins and the aging eye has to do with macular degeneration, which if you have, the doctor should tell you, or maybe cataracts. And based on studies which found that people, there was this one study which was fairly unclear, a long-term study finding that people who for many years consumed more vegetables and had higher blood levels of vitamins, certain vitamins, had lower risks. It's all been elucidated since then. And the last study was last week we did on the air, which found indeed those of you who are out in the sunlight a lot and have very low blood levels of certain antioxidants are at a higher risk of a common form of macular degeneration, which by turn is a common cause of visual loss as you age. But, and I read it three times on the air, the authors of the study said you didn't need to take vitamins. There's plenty of them in fruits and vegetables. And you can get high levels. The people with high levels of these antioxidants in their blood in the study were not people necessarily taking vitamins. And as you know, all the general health vitamin studies have found vitamins to be not only worthless, but potentially harmful, simply because when you take those vitamins, as you're reading, you get these big levels of some very specific molecules. And vitamins in your body, or excuse me, in nature, come in a variety of molecules. So there are many forms of vitamin E. In that pill you got, you're getting one form. There are many forms of vitamin A. In that pill you got, you're getting one form. And that it seems when you eat fruit and vegetables, you're getting a healthier mixture of these vitamins. So I would say, if you're a person who hates your fruits and your vegetables, and you don't get enough of your colored leafy greens, then your only choice might be to fall back on vitamins, and I guess I wouldn't fight you. I've not seen studies to find that vitamins harm your eyesight, but I would say it's naive. If you're going to take them, and you can just as easily eat a healthier diet, that and avoiding direct sunlight, because sun is very tough, very, very, very tough, and creates free radicals, and you need antioxidants in your body to fight the effects of sunlight. So wear a hat with a brim on it, wear sunglasses, eat your fruits and veggies, and you're going to be just fine. All right. I'm going to be smart here. We'll take a quick break, or should I? No, let's take a break. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm going to be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
A statewide drought emergency has been declared.
Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and beautiful outdoor living systems.
Water rationing is not an option anymore. Luckily, System Pavers installs a beautiful, eco-friendly synthetic product called SP Turf. This lush green surface has the look and feel of traditional grass with none of the maintenance hassles. And best of all, you'll never have to water your lawn again.
Here's an important message. Water rationing has gone into effect for East Bay residents, aimed at preserving the rapidly dwindling water supply. Residents throughout much of Alameda and Contra Costa counties are required to immediately reduce water use by 19%. Penalties will be enforced.
With your good credit, our low monthly payments are usually less than the cost of normal lawn maintenance. Call System Pavers and ask about your SP Turf replacement today.
Visit SystemPavers.com or call for a free home consultation at 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-728-3002.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, owner of Investment Property Capital. We specialize in financing all types of income properties. If you own apartments or other commercial real estate, don't believe the news that banks aren't lending. At IPC, we're getting great loans done for our clients even in this changing market. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.23%. Yes, 4.23%. For example, your payment on a loan of $1 million is just about $4,900 a month. That's real savings. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. With the economy going up, down, or sideways, we deliver solid solutions for investors. That's news you can use. Investment Property Capital. 800-839-8104. 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.43%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by the Cal DRE 01126077.
Hey, Northern California, get in on the big savings during the huge Memorial Day weekend sale going on right now at Western Appliance. This is Jeff Moyer for Western Appliance. Big showrooms, a big in-stock selection, a smart, friendly, experienced sales staff, lots of big rebates, plus guaranteed low prices. Don't wait. Save money, save time, energy, and water with the big buys at Western Appliance. Dishwashers at $199 after instant energy rebate. Supercapacity washers just $299. A 25-cubic foot Energy Star ice and water side-by-side refrigerator just $699. Whirlpool's Energy Star water-saving front-load washer just $499 after all rebates. Frost-free refrigerators at $349. Gas or electric range is $289. Now is the time. Don't wait. Save money, save time, energy, and water during the huge Memorial Day weekend sale. Now through Monday at 6 at Western Appliance. Convenient locations throughout the Bay Area, famous for low prices since 1873. You can't beat a Western deal.
Western Appliance, making life much easier for you.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Cindy. How you doing, Cindy?
I have a question about, I have a bike story if we have time, but I have a question first about stomach acid. I work with somebody who stands by her claim that if you drink water when you're eating a meal, it will dilute your stomach acid and you won't be able to digest what you're eating. And I know she's wrong, but I don't have any rationalization as to why.
Yeah, my father was big on this. He hated when we drink water. No, it makes no difference whatsoever. Here's a quick and easy way to tell her. Tell her that most food is 90% water to begin with, and the most important parts of digestion really happen in the small intestine. It has nothing to do with the acid. And so if, you know, the amount of food that I eat, if I did not have any water, I guarantee you I'm taking in twice as much water as you might eat not drinking water and just eating eating the food. So water has nothing to do with it, but when people harbor these beliefs, I've got to tell you, it's quite something. Anyway, water in your stomach gets absorbed so quickly, goes right into your bloodstream, and you know, by time you get to the bottom of your stomach, it's not there. So it's a good question. So let me hear the bike story.
All right, well, I think Heather should wear a bike helmet because I have to wear one. So I never used to wear one, and I was at a doctor's appointment getting my checkup, and the doctor said, do you wear a helmet? And I told her no. And she proceeded to kind of horrify me that she had a patient who was used to ride her bike, and she was just stopped at a traffic light waiting, kind of lost her balance and fell over and hit her head on the curb and just basically was brain scrambled from that point forward. So kind of horrified me into riding a bike, but I can tell you that you get used to it after a while and you kind of stop noticing it, and you know, you get helmet hair, you kind of brush it off when you're done. It's not a big deal.
You get helmet hair. Yeah, I mean, that's, I just know, I've had three friends die on bikes, and I know many people who suffer from brain damage now because of it, and that it just isn't worth it. I can't think of a justification. And I agree with Jim, you know, our first caller about, you know, we don't need laws about everything, but that doesn't mean we can't try to educate folks about, you know, a very, very important cause of accidental death. All right, let's see here. Let's talk to Ryan. This is Dr. Dell. Not a lot of time, but let's try it, Ryan.
All right. My question is smoking marijuana and related to heart rate and working out? And if one person smokes occasionally and the other guy doesn't, is his heart rate more likely to be higher during a workout session?
Very good. Yeah, good question. I got to tell you that indeed marijuana does increase heart rate. It seems to happen when your blood level their blood level is high, and I don't know anyone who has studied it outside of that. I would kind of doubt that it would affect heart rate outside the period of time, quote, that you're smoking or your blood level of THC or other cannabinoids is high. But there was once one study trying to correlate that in the first hour after you smoke marijuana, your risk of a heart attack goes up. But the truth is that your first hour after exercise, your risk goes up for three times higher. Point is, your risk in an hour after doing anything in life is extraordinarily low. So I consider those statistics meaningless. So keep working out regardless. All right, I'm Dr. D. Care yourself, Heather.
The show you just heard was pre-recorded. Thanks for listening.
Now's the perfect time to fall in love with your home again. Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and beautiful outdoor living systems.
Replace your tired exterior with our texture-rich paving stones and decorative hardscapes. You'll be amazed at the transformation. System Pavers eliminates the guesswork and expense of designing and converting your outdoor living area into your own personal oasis.
And System Pavers come with a lifetime product guarantee. Our exclusive System Pavers design series make it easy, providing hundreds of affordable paving stone designs to choose from. Best of all, save thousands because the design fee is free. Take advantage of our spring 25% discount, including free demolition and removal.
Visit systempavers.com or call for free design consultation at 888-PAVE-002. With your good credit, pay nothing for 6 months. Call 888-728-3002. That's 888-728-3002.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson. And in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free?